In baseball, in the American League, the Blue Jays remain atop the AL East with a 1.5-game lead over New York after the Yankees beat Boston 3-1 and Toronto topped Cleveland 5-3 in 10 innings. In the National League, Philadelphia topped the Mets 14-8, but it didn't affect their standing in the NL East, maintaining their 6.5-game lead over the Nationals. St. Louis trumped Washington 8-5. New England Patriots coach Bill Belichick is praising Albany native Deion Lewis. Lewis is a running back currently in his fourth year at the University of Pittsburgh and scored 2 touchdowns in the past 2 preseason games with the Patriots. Meanwhile, a New York judge has reiterated he'll rule by Friday whether New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady must serve a 4-game suspension for Deflategate. Second seeds Roger Federer and Simona Halep were among the first-round winners at the U.S. Open yesterday. Other winners on the men's side include Andy Murray, Stan Wawrinka, Tomas Berdych, and Richard Gasquet. Fourth seed Caroline Wozniacki advanced on the women's side, as did Petra Kvitova, Garbine Muguruza, Angelique Kerber, and Sarah Errani. Experts on thoroughbred racing and retired horses say the last few years have seen progress, but more funding and homes are needed to save many aging racehorses from eventual neglect or slaughter. The New York State Gaming Commission is reviewing measures available for horses that can live for 30 years after careers lasting only 3 or 4 years. The U.S. Olympic Committee announced that Los Angeles will be its bid city in an attempt to secure the Summer Games for the first time since it was in Atlanta 19 years ago.